Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. To Crossing State Lines.
Hola. What was the thing I just asked you?
Aloha.
Aloha. Fuck. We'll be talking about different words, different phrases that can be interpreted in different ways. People say things differently.
What do you call it?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
So, we're coming from Strasbourg, PA, like, in the basement again.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing laundry, making candles, doing a podcast, burning wood. You know, just an awesome, awesome Saturday. I have to say, this is a very, very wonderful day.
Do you want to tell about your day first?
I'll say this. If anybody knows anything about my car project, I need a little push, a little shove to get somewhere going with it. I haven't done anything with it recently. And if it's if you don't know the story behind it, tough shit. No. It's one of our episodes. If you go back in one of the episodes. Joe gets his car back.
Joe gets his baby back.
So anyway, I worked for my buddy Brad today, this morning, and when I was done, he pays me, and I said to him, I said, man, I gotta save this up so I can buy this new. I need to get a wiring harness. I know what I want, know what I need. He actually, you know, showed me what I need. Anyway, I said, man, I gotta save this up, and I go out to get my truck, and the box is there that has written on top of it, "Thank your awesome girlfriend." She bought the exact same thing that I just told him I need to save up for, and it was sitting in my freaking truck.
It's early
so I go
Christmas.
Back into Brad like a little schoolgirl, all excited, and I'm just like, isn't it crazy that I just said that? It literally made my day. So I on the way home I was like, I'm stopped by Jared's place, I don't give a shit. So I stopped by Jared's place and talked to his wife and him, and just told him, you know, what she did. Apparently, Sherry, surprised me and just freaking got this thing. And Brad was involved, too. So, you both are fucking crazy. But, yeah, it's just awesome. Just makes for an awesome day. We were just out splitting wood, picking leaves up. So, I am more than satisfied with what transpired today. It's just a really, really good day.
Yeah, so... I love surprises. I remember the first time that I came up here and surprised you on a Thursday, and you were just so happy to see my car sitting in your driveway, and you were like, what the fuck? Hi. What are you doing here?
That's great. And now it's like, oh, you again.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
But, so, I think I texted your mom to get your brother's number, because I didn't have anybody's number yet until this Tennessee trip. Now I have everybody's number.
You have Brad's number now, too?
And now I have Brad's number. So I texted your mom to get your brother's number to get Brad's number, so that I could ask him. I was like, hey, I know you talk to Joe a lot. And what's next on his car? I want to get him his next piece and blah, blah, blah. And it took him a minute to reply. And so then he came back and he was just like, well, I don't know about you, but there's this thing that he wants that would make everything easier. And I was like, okay. And he was like, it's this. And I was like, okay. He's like, I'm just going to put cash. We couldn't figure out a payment plan, so I just put cash in his passenger side door last night without him knowing, so that Brad could get it and then put the box in the truck. And so he was like, I was like, can you give it to him now? We don't do I've been getting him gifts throughout the months already just for Christmas, because we don't do it all the time.
It's funny because I showed him this morning, I showed him the picture of the pillow that you got me, that's Bubba's face. And he's probably just like, oh, whatever, you know, who gives a shit? But, you know, it's cool to me. It's freaking hilarious. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
now, I mean, now it's going to be really hard to get rid of you.
Oh, okay.
Just 1,000% kidding.
But yeah, so I texted him. I was like, you can just put it in the truck. And he's like, So am I supposed to talk to him about it? I was like, no, you could just put it in there. And if he asks, say, here, this is yours. Just thank your girlfriend. Or thank your awesome girlfriend, LOL. And he texted back, LOL, okay. So then he wrote on the box, thank your awesome girlfriend.
Yeah. Freaking ridiculous.
Alrighty.
So our topic today is not all that stuff, but just updating. But...
Exactly. We'll listen to our sponsor real quick, and then we'll get into our episode about words.
Word.
Word to your mother.
Words.
We're doing words. So I randomly thought about this. I feel like we've somehow been scrounging for topics because all we seem to talk about is ourselves. So we wanted to do a topic. And this is what we're going to do.
As awesome as those subjects are, you know.
Yes. So you have one already. You go first.
Well, I was going to say, every time I talk about it at work, because I work on cars, I
work
say,
on vehicles.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I say, ooh, what are those two?
Cars.
Transportation devices. I say radiator. And because, and you can say radiator springs.
Radiator.
I get that. I can see that. My argument, even though we're not really having an argument, why I say radiator is for short, I say rad. I wouldn't say raid.
Cool, but that's like, you're not going to say it the way you say it short.
The other thing I could say that would be against the way I say it is, like,
you're
radiator,
debating yourself.
Radiator springs. I know, I'm not crazy. Everybody knows it, so, well, maybe not everybody, but... Everybody's listening to this. Emma knows I'm crazy, but...
Yeah, we love you, Emma.
Emma's a different kind of crazy, and I love it. Her posts are always awesome. Anyway, this is that's our shout-out to Emma.
Well, no, let's continue that real quick, because she just did a post with bread hands. Make a sandwich out of anything.
I like the trash can one, though. You could fit the entire government inside this thing right here. Bangs of lid. It's a metal trash can. Love it.
Okay, yeah. So you're crazy.
So you would, like, radiator springs, you radiate heat. That's what a radiator does, is radiate heat.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't radiate heat. I would radiate heat.
Okay, so then why the fuck do you call it a radiator?
I don't know.
Well, speaking of canoe, gnome was like, why are there silent letters? I know we're talking about words, but let me talk about letters for a second. What the fuck is up with silent letters? Like gnome.
Or...
And listen, if like no, N, like K-N-O-W.
That's what I'm getting at. Oh, yeah.
Cano... No.
The K and the...
You said canoe. It would be canal.
Right. But the K... And if you're saying no, as in understanding something, the K and the W are useless.
True. Silent fucking words.
Like, what's... true. The E is useless.
True.
We might need to do a part one, part two of this.
Yeah, I know, because I can just go right into Arkansas and Arkansas here.
I was thinking about Dumb and Dumber when he says he's reading something. He's like, oh, let me... Oh, it's a long one. The. He spells...
Well, he didn't have to breathe this. Okay, so...
What else we got here?
I have... Like, when you want to go change the TV, what do you grab? What's that?
The remote.
The remote? Okay. Growing up, we called it the clicker. Where's the clicker?
Now, that makes me think of Click.
The movie Click. It's a clicker. Yeah. You click it with your fingers. What does remote mean? Remote...
It's a distant, it's away from something.
Yeah, okay.
It's like...
So it's the TV remote.
Yeah.
Because you can...
But if it's sitting near the TV like that, is it really remote? It's not, because it's near the TV.
It's still the remote for the TV.
The remote. That's why
the
you call
TV
it.
TV remote.
So technically, it's the remote control.
There you go. Wow. Missing a word
Jen,
there.
Busted through walls in here at Strasbourg. Look out, people. Here we come.
Let's continue with household items. And if you were to get some, go get a cold beer for me, you would get it out of the...
If I'd say it right off the top of my head, refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
Yeah. Refrigerator.
Okay. So if you're going
to... Fridge. Out of the fridge.
Yeah. Out of the fridge. If you're going to say it with an F, it should be the short version, fridge.
Right.
If you're going to add the ator on it, it needs to be refrigerator. You can't just say refrigerator.
You can say anything.
I guess. I would call it a fridge or the refrigerator. I'm not going to call it the refrigerator.
Kind of
I don't know. Maybe
a,
I have like, called it the refrigerator before.
Get a
refrigerator.
Quote where it means a lot of things in one. I'll think about it.
Well, like tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Bagel, boggle.
What? Boggle?
I mean, we could just go on accents with that one, because whatever show we were listening to.
Well, like the whole Philly accent with the water and the water.
Water, yes, I have
creek,
that.
Creek, crick.
The crick? The crick. I mean...
I'm trying to think of how I would say it. Like,
there's the Massachusetts, too, and it's, you want to go pack the car or park the car?
Apples.
Charlie.
You like apples. I got a number.
Okay,
how
I mean,
about them
we
apples?
Could do a whole different episode on just accents. Let's get right. back to words.
You started it.
I did start it. We got the potato, potato, and the bagel. And so, weed eater, which I've never heard before because
I
call
say.
It a weed whacker.
Well, I mean, either you're...
You're whacking it. You're not eating it.
Right.
So why did... weed eater.
That's what she said.
When the first time you said that, when you said weed eater, and when you said radiator, I was like, what?
Weed eater rolls off the tongue you easily.
Weed whacker. Two W's.
Weed eater.
See, now you're second guy. Weed eater? No. Weed whacker.
Okay.
Weed whacker. Weed whacker.
What?
Ooh, I mean, a whacker just reminded me of all the different words for penis.
Johnson!
Peter.
Wang, pay attention!
Wang.
What's a giant...
A dong hong.
Johnson! It's actually defined as a string trimmer.
Okay.
I think trimming is a little too... precise of a term
I don't,
when you're tossing a string around at a very high speed.
That's technically what it does.
Lots of carnage,
I mean,
damage
it,
and destruction.
You're using it to trim your yard, but it is whacking the weeds. It's not eating them.
It's not.
It's yeah. It's not whacking off, jacking off, masturbating,
fucking
the bean.
You're not, like, karate chopping
it's
the base of your
penis. It's changed into terms here. Let's get back on the... Okay, so... What... Some people would call a truck a truck.
Oh, yeah.
That is the washer being
oh,
done.
Oh, shut
the
up.
The washer being done, not the washer.
The washer. Yeah, that's dumb.
There's no R in it. It's Washington, D.C., not Washington,
oh,
D.C. I grew up saying it like that because that was weird until I was told otherwise. And Joe said earlier, I would call them sprinkles, but he would call them jimmies.
No, I wouldn't. I'm just saying people have.
Other people call them jimmies?
Yeah.
That's a weird for sprinkles.
You calling people weird?
I'm calling the fact that they call sprinkles jimmies weird.
Saying Jimmy's weird?
I'm saying Jimmy's sprinkles are weird. Hmm. Nobody wants Jimmy's sprinkles. We just want sprinkles. Jimmy's. Jimmy.
All right, we were on pickup. We were on pickup truck.
Yep. Because it could, it's like a pickup truck. Some people would, oh, I'm going to hop in my pickup, be right there. Or I'm going to hop in my truck and I'll be right there.
What do they say?
I'm going to hop in my pickup. Mm-hmm. Hop in my pickup. Truck. Okay, I'm over the truck. So, there is a rag. There is a towel. There is a washcloth. And there was a wash rag.
You know, my dad would say, wash rag. Wash rag.
A wash rag.
I would define a rag as something that is no longer useful for...
either cleaning or wiping up stuff.
Yeah, I gotta back myself up there because it is useful for something.
I mean,
it's
a dirty use.
Yes, it is... Something that is now useful, so something that is unsanitary.
So a rag is a dirty wash rag.
Dirty rag.
Because if you would say wash rag, it has the same purpose, but it also has a different purpose because a wash rag can also be used in the shower on your body. Washcloth. Could also be used in the shower on your body. Like, they're the same words for different things and the same thing all together. Now I'm losing it. Let's talk about your color, because I don't think I've ever heard anybody say the word color
like different. Color, collar.
Collar?
Collar.
Like, pop your collar?
That's an accent thing.
Yeah, I guess that would be
an accent thing, because... It's like a Mennonite accent thing, just like strawberries and strawberries and shit like that.
Yes. You mentioned the wastebasket or trash can. I like that one. That's,
do you like that one?
Because I would call it trash can. I don't know if I would ever go to the length of saying wastebasket. I feel like it's longer. It's harder to... Not harder to say, but it's just longer. Waste basket instead of trash can. Nope.
Yeah, I would say trash can. I would go with trash can on that one.
Let us talk about soda pop. Soda pop. Do you call it soda? Do you call it pop?
Or yeah,
do you call
it soda pop? I wonder where that comes from, too, because some people, the Jimmy people. The Jimmy Sprinkle people...
Call it pop.
...or the pop soda people.
Pop soda.
I'm saying it too... Yeah.
Soda pop.
Yeah, what's some...
Dirty pop. Pop.
Okay, Justin. I wonder if that's like a part of the country that people say that way.
That's how you were raised.
Because somebody said something about Jimmy's, and I'm like, what? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? But,
I feel like I heard Jimmy's in a different term, too, that wasn't sprinkles.
Chicken Shack?
Oh my God. I don't know why, but this... Jimmy's was another term for condoms, and I only know this from watching the other guys.
Jimmy Hat.
Because when Will Ferrell's going off on his character and he's like, his inner pimp is coming out.
Yeah.
Get his bitches better be using Jimmy's.
I don't think I caught that.
Really?
I don't think I caught that. Nope. Didn't catch that.
Because when she told him, she was like, I'm pregnant. And he's like, oh, what? Whose baby's that? Get his bitches better be using Jimmy's.
Makes me think when he's like, he has his gold teeth and he's gone too far. Blah,
yeah.
Blah.
Uh-huh. That's when he had poison ivy on his ass or something?
What?
I don't know, in the movie. All right, so Jimmy's has two different terms. Do you want them to be for condoms or for sprinkles? I kind of want neither. I would rather use condoms than sprinkles. But condoms have been called raincoats. Just straight protection. Just call it protection. Some people think that protection is a gun.
For protection from the ejection?
Wow, that was cool.
That's enough.
Yep.
That's enough in this one.
All right, I have been saving this one for last because there are so many different words to say about it. And I don't know if I want to get into it just yet. I feel like there's... Oh, you had the one pavement.
Oh, yeah.
Concrete. What's you, Tarvi?
Yeah, Tarvi, Macadam.
Macadam? I never knew of the term Tarvi or Macadam for pavement or concrete.
It's just stuff that I heard growing up that my dad would say, and I'm just like...
I'm going to put a slab of Tarvi down.
Yeah, my brother and I laughed at it a few times. We're just like, and that, I mean, obviously, you don't really, when somebody laughs at you, you're not really like, oh, thank you, you know. My dad would get pissed off because he's trying to make a point where, you know, dissecting.
Well, you guys were kids.
Yeah, but, Tarvi, we're like, what? I mean, we didn't say it this way, but I'm thinking about it now. I'm just like, what the hell is Tarvi? Like, but yeah, it's just different. I don't know. I've never heard it said that way before.
Never, ever, until you told me over the phone when we were talking about this topic. There was some... I mean, when you're trying to think of a word and you always think of something that's so similar, but it just... It doesn't just work, but you do always think of a word that's like close to what you're, the word you're trying to think of. Eventually, you do think of that word. What are you doing? Productive.
Yeah, what I'm trying to think of is the word that, it's a slang term that kind of includes like three different words in one phrase.
A slang term that's three different words in one?
I gotta think about it a little bit.
Is it fuck? Because you can use that literally any way you want.
What?
Fuck.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, beat, beat, and beat.
Yeah.
You could beat somebody. You could eat a beet, or you could be beat. Wait, isn't there three beets? Or is there, and there?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the English language is so freaking hard, and we think it's so easy. Apparently Spanish is the easiest language, but why is it backwards for us? Are we backwards?
It's only We definitely are backwards. Oh, crap. I'm just trying to think of that one, like... That's dumb to try to think of.
You sometimes call beer sodas.
Well, yeah, I mean... I like to. I sometimes call it soda pop.
Yes. So, before we get into our last one thing that has many words, just gonna randomly say some quotes just from our old episodes because I thought they were really funny.
Yeah.
And because they are words, so. one of the quotes from Joe is quite funny. I'm going to be hungry until I'm not. I'll let you know when that changes.
And I probably didn't.
Didn't what?
I probably didn't tell you when it changed. I probably just...
Probably not. I mean, I probably realized when it changed. Another funny one that Joe said was, pouring some alcohol down the sink is better than losing some brain cells.
Write that down, people.
I wrote it down. And then if Joe wants to say one of the quotes that I said at the top of the paper...
Sherry must have said at one point, it all looks good until you look under the hood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I say that about a few girls that have... Anyway, so moving on.
To our last word. This thing itself has so many different words. And some in the English language alone. It is the bathroom.
Ooh, that's good. And it kind of makes me wonder, is there any phrases for taking a shower? Like, that's it. It's just
showers
the only thing, right?
There's phrases for it. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go hop in the shower? Are you going to go take a shower? Are you going to go wash off?
You're going to do the triple S's, shit, shower, shave.
Yes.
Bathroom would be like a washroom, restroom.
Washroom, restroom.
When's
yes.
the last time anybody's taken a bath in their bathroom? When's the last time anybody's rested in the restroom?
Well, I mean, some people just call the entire room the toilet.
Where did I remember that from? Sometimes
where's the toilet?
On the outside of the toilet.
Well, you called it the shitter. Where's the shitter? It also depends
pisser.
On what you want to do while you're in there.
Do you call it the puker then?
If you want to say, well.
But if you puke in the shower.
Well, then
what?
People could also call it the coke room.
Oh, boy.
Well, let me go powder my nose. That's where that phrase. I was actually talking to that.
Do you have
talking
to point
about
your
that.
Nose when you do that?
I wanted to.
Okay.
I know people can't see it, but I was actually talking to people at the bar about this and how the phrase, you know, I'm going to go powder my nose, used to be an actual thing of powdering your nose.
I remember it's in lyrics, a Primus song. It's a Primus song. Jerry was a race car driver. It's in that, powdered up his nose. Yeah.
Yes. It is also called the loo.
What? How do you spell that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's L-O-O or L-O-U or if there's an E. I have no fucking clue how to spell that word.
While we're on the bathroom talk, I'm wondering too. Does the toilet in Australia, does it swirl the opposite direction?
These are the things people we need to know.
Yeah, because if you want to shit on the other side so it swirls down around into the...
Oh, my gosh.
Guys need to know that, too, because when you got to,
there was
like,
a... I think it might have been a TikTok video, and this girl was asking her boyfriend what he was doing with, like, a ladle. Because he grabbed a ladle to go to the bathroom. And she's like, what are you talking about? Well, wherever the fuck they were, the water in the toilet was higher... In the toilet. Like, there was way more water in the toilet than there should be only a little bit of water in there. And so he couldn't shit without his balls touching the water. So he used a ladle to hold him up.
Why don't you just use his hand?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to get on the subject of why people say that.
Continuing with the bathroom... In a previous episode, Joe had asked everybody to take a shower laying down in your tub.
Did I?
Did you do that?
No.
No, you did not?
No.
Well, did any of you do that? Please message and let us know. Once again, our email address is csljoeshrrie@gmail.com. You can also find us on Instagram at crossingstatelines_ and on Facebook, Crossing State Lines. Continuing with the toilet, the bathroom, the washroom, restroom, loo, potty.
Shitter, pisser, puker.
Commode is another one.
My dad would call the toilet the commode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't use it in a sentence right now because I can't think of one to use it in a sentence like that. But commode.
Oh, I got... Oh.
Go to the... Maybe you just say go to the commode or, like, you know... Or
I've got to use the commode. I got to use the
commode. Just, like... I'm thinking, this is... Commode. Is this, like, a dragon toilet? Like...
Why does commode make you think dragon?
I got a commode go.
It makes me think of, like, a canoe kind of...
A canoe.
A commode. Or like a moat. A canoe mixed with a moat.
A boat?
Commode.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A commode. Commode. Oh, well, that's a word that's said the same that has two different meanings. Come.
A few, yes.
Just a couple.
Some messy, some directional, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why is it called that?
I don't know. It's there. Aren't there other terms? Jizz. What was the one that they had in the?
I'm thinking of Varsity Blues when he's like
a skeet.
I'm thinking about Varsity Blues when the teacher that they later found out was a stripper, was talking. They had a. You know, phys ed class or whatever. And he was like giving out different phrases of what penis means. And he says, purple headed yogurt slinger.
What?
There you go.
The fuck?
Yep. Analyze it. Wrap your brains around
that. That's just whatever that guy wanted to come up with. That's like, what's your penis name thing on Facebook? Take your number and letter, your birthday and figure it out. That's what that sounds like.
Let's all say it to be comfortable. Penis, 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 vagina, vagina, vagina. And then he starts going off for different... Oh, I mean, this... Blah, I forget the other ones, but the one of them was purple-headed yogurt slinger.
Well, wait, we talked...
Like, okay, okay.
We did talk a little bit about penises, Dick Johnson, you know...
Purple-headed yogurt slinger.
My mini-may, whatever you just said. And vaginas, Wang. Though... What other? I mean, do you have any more for penises? There's a lot, actually. Right, wood.
Shaft.
Princess Sophia. If you've ever seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, no, his name is King Kara.
Twig and berries.
Twig and berries. Okay, well, that's dick and balls.
Going for the fence, swinging for the fence here.
A pipe and a grate, a bong and a blimp. A cigar and a waffle.
The family jewels.
Family jewels.
This is shut up. Oh,
the groin. It's the groin. It's the private parts. My private area.
Yeah.
This is my no-no zone.
So for one. Yeah.
Going don't touch me there. That's my no-no zone.
Yeah. Going back to Catholic school.
Well, for vaginas, it's also pussy, beaver, taco.
Fun zone.
Fun zone.
Little
man on a boat.
Glory hole.
My third eye. Oh, no, my whispering eye. It means vagina.
Like the garage.
The garage?
Yeah. Gotta park my car in the garage.
Hope you got a big trunk because I'm putting my bike in.
I don't know about a trunk, but I got a big car. Oh, shit.
What about shit? Shit? Poop?
We went from vagina to
shit. I know, I don't know. You just said, oh shit, so I was trying to think of different words for anything we've been saying at all.
Dung.
Dung?
Dung.
Dung.
D-U-N-G.
Yes.
Dung.
Manure.
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 As far as...
That's like, tanky wanky.
We're in Lancaster County. Cow patties.
Ew.
Yeah.
The Browns at the pool.
Yeah, dropping the Browns off the Super Bowl. Or taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. Taking the Browns.
There it is. There it is. Yeah, no,
that's she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taking a piss, taking a whiz. I'm going to go tinkle. I'm going to go magic in the bathroom.
I'm like saying I'm going to go take a Ken Whisenhunt.
A what?
Football coach. NFL football coach. Whisenhunt. Cardinals, I believe, at one point in time. Cool. When they were good. When were they good? I'm not sure. I remember that. But anyway.
I don't know. I think I might be spent.
Are you talking about like different ways to say shit?
Yeah.
Did we say Cowboys? Bless you.
Yeah. I'm allergic to bullshit. I don't know.
And I gotta say too, way off subject, but you know, even though they're in our division, last weekend we were at your mom's place. Your brother's a Washington fan, I guess we call it. Washington's win over the Bucks.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Wow. And if we're gonna mention that, I mean, the Eagles did pretty good too. But yeah, I think we're kind of wrapping things up here. You know.
Yeah, we guys,
if we missed anything, please let us know. Also, on another completely random side note, I'm interested in this whole solar thing, but I don't want to pay anybody to do it. I just wanted to be a do-it-yourself kind of thing.
We want some anybody information. Anybody knows anything
about that, please let me know, because I need panels. More information.
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Is it worth it if your bill's already only $80 or less?
Yeah.
Let me know.
So,
and, wow, what other ways would you call a state line?
Border.
A border.
I don't know. I think that's it.
That's it, yeah. Well, someone somewhere
is passing over a state boundary.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Awesome.
I mean, that's just good stuff right there. Good material. Yeah. Way to go, people.
Yes. High fives all around.
Neato.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right.
Home run. Touchdown.
And someone somewhere is crossing state lines. Okay, bye.